call him.
It's not Wednesday, but tomorrow's the day game, so it's time now to talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, which is brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Alex Cora. What do you say, Alex?
What's going on? Everything good?
Everything is good. So let's continue this conversation. I wanted to ask you.
Do you know Dan Campbell?
Are there moral victories in baseball?
Nah.
Too many games?
Not really.
Right?
Nah. I mean, just a few, you know. Like, we play so many games, you know. It's 162, so I don't know. I think there's W's and there's L's, and we go from there.
What about a moral victory, like in a series? Like, you didn't win the series, you competed really well.
We had too many moral victories this year, like that. We play well. We lost the series. Let's talk about baseball.
Let's talk about baseball. I know the season's almost over, and you know, obviously, you know, big win, Rich Hill, great job by him. But I want to look to the future, and I was just thinking about my own career and just how the exit, you know, meetings go. So if you were to have, do you sit and talk with every single guy on the team before the season, before they all leave for their vacation, off season?
Well, we talk with a few because their off season is going to be different because of the WBC. And then we'll try to meet, you know, we do actually exit meetings now over Zoom, you know, so it's different now with technology. You know, back in the day, you didn't have that when you played. So we do those meetings. We talk about what happened during the season and what the plans are for the future. You know, with the guys that are 100% sure to come here, you try to catch up with the guys that, you know, they're probably going to be free agents in the upcoming days. But all depends, you know, where you at and where you at contract-wise and what's going to happen in the future.
Okay, so my question to you is, forget about the free agents, right? Because there's some of them, obviously. But if you were going to tell me the one guy that you're going to give the most, I guess, direction to, hoping that he comes back ready to make a difference, who would it be?
Wow, that's a good one. Casas is important because of he's going to the Dominican, and I think he's playing until December 15th. And one thing we have to make sure is, yeah, you're going down there to compete, but you're going to work on a few things. And you have to make sure, as far as like workouts and all that stuff, you know, you're thinking about the Red Sox next year and not trying to get ready for the game that night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like sometimes, Lou, Lou, you play winter ball at one point in your career or not?
Yeah, Venezuela.
Venezuela. And you know how it is. Like you get caught up on winning, right? And then, hey, I gotta do well, because if not, you know, in winter ball, you go for 20, they're gonna send you back to the States. So sometimes players get caught up on doing well in winter ball and they don't think about the future, right? And this is a kid that we really like. We know he's a big part of what we're trying to accomplish next year and the upcoming years, and we have to make sure, as far as like workouts and nutrition and everything that he needs to do to keep progressing as a big leaguer, he does it in the Dominican Republic. So that's a very important meeting for us.
Alex, earlier in the year you told us that you don't necessarily see yourself managing for your entire career in baseball. Has that changed as you reflect on this season?
As far as like
Maybe the timeline or eventuality.
No, I still believe my family will dictate that. Obviously, the Red Sox too. I just feel where we at family wise is different than most of the managers, right? You know, I got a daughter who's a sophomore in college, but the twins, they're 5 years old, and we'll see in the offseason how it goes. You know, when we go back home. You know, baseball practice and soccer practice and school and all that stuff. All the fun stuff I've been missing the last few months. Now I got to be a dad again and take advantage of that and have fun with it. But I think it all depends how we feel as a family, how long I'm going to do it as a manager.
So you don't want to be a general manager anytime soon?
I mean, it's something that, as you guys know, I did before. I did it in, obviously, a different scale, right? Winter ball and the WBC. But I think, you know, that's something that always intrigued me. But as of now, you know, this is where I belong. This is my passion. And I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy talking to you guys every Wednesday during the regular season and the playoffs. So stuff like this makes it special. Now, but all kidding aside, I love what I do regardless of the results. You know, this has been a very challenging season. We learn a lot. And obviously the goal is to make it better next year.
How hard will it be for you watching baseball for the next month? I know you'll be following it, but just seeing that playoff atmosphere, knowing it, experiencing it, and not being part of it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously my situation, I went through a lot the last few years. And, you know, I wasn't part of the game for a full season or whatever you want to call it, you know. So I still going to watch, you know, obviously as a family, we're going to be pulling for the Mets, right? We want Joey to get a World Series ring as a coach there. And I will make sure that, you know, probably all depends what happens with the Braves and Mets. Probably I'll go and watch them play Friday and Saturday. And then over the course of the playoffs, if they keep advancing, then the family will fly to New York and watch them. You know, that's what he did with you know, with me a few years ago. You know, coming here as a fan, not as a baseball guy, just support your brother, and that's what we're gonna do throughout October. And hopefully, you know, from a family standpoint, you know, they can win it all.
So, you know, we mentioned the, you know, the free agents and, you know, off-season conditioning and all that stuff, exit interviews. So, obviously, you know, a lot of fans are not going to be able to see possibly, you know, probably seeing some of these guys for the last time in a Red Sox uniform. You know, who knows what's going to happen with JD, you know, Nate Eovaldi, I mean, Xander. Do you have anything special for those guys, you know, their last game here coming up? Or is it just, what do you got, anything?
Hopefully we play. You know, it's supposed to rain today and tomorrow, and we don't want long nights here at Fenway, but just to play, and we'll make sure, and hopefully the fans, you know, acknowledge them whenever we do something. There's a lot of guys pulling for JD to play the outfield tomorrow, but he hasn't done it in a while, and I'm not going to put him in a spot that he gets hurt going into the off season, right? But that's something that some guys have been pushing for. We'll think about it. Bogey, he's playing tonight. He'll play tomorrow. Nate is pitching tonight. That's going to be a cool one. So I don't know. We'll decide what we do with them. But hopefully we have a good crowd here, and they acknowledge those guys for everything they've done for the organization the last handful of years.
As the season's closing, we are getting ready to say goodbye to Dennis Eckersley after an amazing broadcasting career for the Red Sox. What do you have to say about your interactions with him and just what he's brought to the fan base?
Cool guy, very honest, has passion for the Red Sox. And obviously, I don't watch the games on that sense. only when I had COVID, but I think Uke was doing those games. But as a person, he was always fair to me. As a play by play, I mean, what do you call it, Lou? Help me out here.
Caller guy.
Caller guy. Yeah, thank you. But he knows the game. He knows the game, and he calls it as it is. And I think people in the region and the people that, you know, watch our games, they really like him. And he has two more games, and hopefully we can go out there and play some good baseball, and he can have fun with it.
I want to ask you about Kike Hernandez, because obviously I think everybody wants Bogey back here, right? That, to me, that's like the first thing. Sign Bogey and bring his ass back here. But you think Kike can play short every single day?
I do believe Kike can play at any position every day. You see him, especially the last few weeks, that we have to play him at short, play him at second, obviously the center field part of it, but great arm, great instincts, good range, good first step, and he's a good defender. He's a lead in any position you put him. And that's one of the reasons we signed him last year, and there's a reason that we gave him one more year, because I think defensively, he brings a lot to the equation regardless of where he plays. And offensively, you can tell the difference now compared to early in the season. He's healthy. He's putting good swings. And offensively, I think he's going to be a lot better next year.
All right, Alex. Well, listen, man, we appreciate it all year long. We enjoyed you every single Wednesday. Obviously, a Tuesday here today, but enjoy the off season. And hopefully we hear a lot of trumpets here this October for you.
Thank you. And as always, it's been a pleasure. It's been fun. Not the easiest season, but you guys make it very fair and fun every Wednesday. So be well, take care, and I'm here whenever you guys need me.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Take
it easy, Alex. All right.
Be well.
All right, bye-bye. You too.